On the phone with me is James Muffet, who is the director of the Student Statesmanship Institute. And they are preparing for yet another Statesmanship Institute Summit. And that's coming up this fall, but we're going to be talking about this as they're getting ready to do some signups. Well, James, it's good to talk to you again.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you too, sir.
You know, for a lot of folks who are relatively being reintroduced to you, I know we haven't had you on for a while, but just give me a couple thumbnail sketches of what Student Statesmanship Institute's all about.
Well, we were started in the mid-90s with 12 kids on a weekend, and we do leadership training for high school kids. And we put them in simulations that are hands-on learning platforms, and we use the legislative, media, business, judicial, a campaign, and then also a business simulation, and we bring in experts, and we teach these kids how to live their faith out in the real world through these simulations. And we rebranded it a couple years ago, and so the parent company is Student Statesmanship Institute, but our summer program is just called LEAD. It's an acronym, which means Learn, Empower, Act, and Discover. And we're trying to help kids find their identity in Christ first and foremost, and then how to live out that identity and that calling as Christ's ambassador, you know, in the world. And it's just so much fun. We have hundreds of kids, and they're coming from all over the country, and we now have partners in Iowa and Minnesota. So it's just been a blast. And the transformation in high school kids in this 1 week in the summer is just amazing, which that's what keeps us coming back.
Now, James, is it more of a civic-minded type of, seminar, retreat, or whatever you want to call it? I mean, is this something that you teach kids to interject their Christian Judeo ethic into their civic mindedness?
Yeah, and I think that's a slice of it. That's a sliver. And, you know, we start all the students in a simulation that makes them a member of the House of Representatives, which is where all of our interests, no matter where you live in Michigan, your interests intersect there. And so we make them leaders, and we give them a task to look at what's best for the whole state of Michigan. So it gets branded a government camp, but it's really a revival ministry and a leadership launching pad, masquerading kind of as a government camp, because all the other tracks are happening simultaneously. So it's almost like a microcosm of the world, with everyone role playing and everyone being taught how to live out their faith. So it's got a civics component, but it's much, much broader than that. And the whole focus is being able to live your life out in the, quote, you know, secular world or the real world as a Christian.
Mm-hmm. So you're targeting teenagers. Have you ventured outside of that genre or that particular age group? Or is it basically you're just getting kids when they're at their most, say, vulnerable state in their life?
Yeah, we want to reach them before they get out of high school and leave their parents' home and go to the university, where they're going to be confronted with all of the cultural opposition and hostility, or whether they go into a career, you know, in a position of some kind. And the biggest majority of our kids in our youth groups today are not going to go into full-time ministry, so we've got to train them about this whole idea of living out their faith. And this SSI becomes a great incubator and a great safe environment for kids to learn that stuff. People tell us, the kids tell us, you know, it's the best thing their mom ever made them do, you know, the most fun I never thought I would have. So it's kind of got a little bit of a scholastic component to it, but it's really way more than that. And it's a Christ-focused, really a leadership launching pad for high school kids.
Again, we're talking with James Muffet, who is the executive director of the Student Statesmanship Institute. That's based in Michigan, isn't it?
It's based right here in Lansing, Michigan, although we've just been working with a couple of other organizations, one in Minnesota, Minneapolis, and one this summer, first time, down in Des Moines, Iowa. And they have replicated our program in their states and having great success, as we've had here in Michigan.
So go again over one more time, James, in regards to the LEAD conference. Maybe give me some examples of what they're going to be learning during that time.
Yeah, so the students come, and the first-year students, which I'm probably sure most of the people listening, that's what your student would come, going ninth grade all the way to 12th grade. They come, and we have the simulation where they take the oath of office, and they become a member of the Michigan House of Representatives. They have caucus meetings. They go into the Capitol on Wednesday for real legislative hearings, and then they're on the actual Capitol floor on Friday doing a full-blown debate with a gallery of people watching. And so the whole thing in the meantime is teaching biblical worldview, applied Christian thinking and ethics. It's teaching them focus on Christ, Christ at the center of your life. The evenings are worship combined with inspirational speakers and prayer. We have fellowship, we have athletics and games mixed in throughout the whole week. So it's like a summer camp, but it has this role-play simulation that every kid is put into. Then, at the same time, there are kids who are reporters creating a newspaper every morning. There are kids who are journalists who are putting a news program together, like a TV program. And then you have other kids running businesses and other kids, you know, trying a case in front of a real judge. So it's this very complex but very inspiring and exhilarating environment where every kid is challenged to become the leader that God has called them to be.
Now, James, do you find that is this geared more toward the kind of the outgoing kid, or is there times where you've seen in the past, probably many times, where you've got kids that are a little more shy, probably aren't that outgoing when they think, oh no, do I have to go to this thing down in Lansing and go to the legislature? I mean, tell me some of the success stories of maybe some of the kids that have come through there that maybe didn't expect to see what they saw, and then the result turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah. Their expectations are so low that we can't help but perform above them, right? So, but that's part of our marketing program and trying to get kids there. But the thing is that the shyest kids are sometimes the ones who have gone on and done the most incredible things, because this has a way of helping unlock them in a safe environment. And it is amazing. One of the shyest girls that ever came to SSI ended up coming back and then did the judicial track, went to college, ended up becoming a lawyer, and traveled the country speaking to college students to join the Federalist Society. And she told me in a letter, you know, many years later, she said, if it had not been for that SSI experience as a high school student, I could never have done what I'm doing. The main girl who just was one of the abused kids who prosecuted at Michigan State University, Rachel Den Hollander, she's a grad from our program, and she is a dynamo. And she was one of the shyest kids that ever came to SSI. So we see this all the time. People think it's for outgoing, but no. Some of those kids who are not all that verbal, they have a lot going on inside of them. And this environment has a way to unlock them, and it just really helps kids get more confidence and gain more sure footing for themselves. And I've just seen that example, those two examples I just gave you, hundreds and hundreds of times over the years. So I never look at a kid, whether they're shy or not, as to whether they're going to be able to be a success in life, because some of the greatest, you know, leaders are, they didn't start off that way, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Again, talking with James Moffitt, who is the executive director of the Student Statesmanship Institute based in Lansing, and they're gearing up for the registration segment of the new lead, or the coming lead conference. And that's when again?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 3 weeks to choose from for first-time students. You can come June 10th on a Sunday evening, June 24th, a Sunday evening, or July 15th. We skip the 4th of July weekend, and it goes for a week. It's Sunday night. They come to stay at Great Lakes Christian College right in Lansing. One chaperone for every 10 kids, a lot of college-age students assisting. So you could choose any one of those 3 weeks. And all the information, way more videos and testimonies are all available on our website. It's just SSI Online. That's all one word, SSIOnline.org. And I think parents should really check this out, because this is a great boost. No matter where your kid is on the spectrum, you know, whether they're, you know, kind of low in their leadership capacity or development, or they're very high, this has a tendency to boost kids from where they are to sort of the next level in their lives.
Hey, you know what? That sounds really good to me. I'm way past the teenager parenting phase in our in our family. But, you know, it's a great, great option for families today to plug their kids into kind of a supercharged, welcoming environment where they learn some stuff that they may have never known before and challenges them in their faith. And I think it's really solid. I know that I've talked to you over the years and have had some interviews regarding the Institute's leadership campaign. It's called LEAD now, and that's an acronym again. Explain that acronym.
Yeah, it's Learn, Empower, Act, and Discover. So learn how to live out your faith in the real world, be empowered to be the leader that God had called you to be, and act is the best way to learn it is to do it, and that's everything we do is all based on simulations and active participation. And then discover your full God-given leadership potential, and then learn how to develop that in your life.
Okay. And what is a way someone can contact you, James?
Well, they want to contact us at our office. It's, you know, go to our website. It's ssionline.org and all the registrations there and everything else. Or they can just email us at ssi@ssionline.org. So that's our main email address. Our phone number in Lansing is 517-321-6233. 517-321-6233. And as they say, operators are standing by.
All right. And registration's coming up pretty quickly, right?
We have an early registration discount as March 15th, and I know this is kind of late for people, but it gets you, you know, a $20 discount off the registration fee. So,
all right, very good, James Muffet. Thanks for doing what you're doing with teenagers, and what a great organization, boy! I tell you, doing a great work there. So, God bless you, and I certainly hope you have a full house coming up this fall.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you, and hopefully, I'll see you when we get up there to Traverse City next November or so.
All right, we'll do that.